All right, my friends, let's all grab a seat and get started. Everybody find a place to sit, leaders included. Let's find a place to sit. Hey, a couple of things as we get started. I think everyone knows this, but this is sadly our final meeting together of the fall session. However, the good news is we will be picking back up with another session on January 25th. So in just about 2 months from now, the spring session will begin. So if you find yourself at a place where you could be reminded of some of these things again, strengthened by another step group of people, feel free to join us. And also feel free to invite friends or encourage them to join us in the spring. Registration is currently open, so they can go ahead and register, grab their spot. Here's what we're going to do this evening. I'm going to recap all the letters that we've been through and specifically go and share just briefly. Then you're going to go straight to your step groups where everybody is going to share their testimony from page 142 and encourage one another with things that you've seen in each other's lives throughout this semester. Then we're all going to come back in here after 30 minutes. So in your step group, everybody will get 3 or 4 minutes to share. Then you'll come back in here, and your step groups will appoint one or two people to start us off, and we're going to do open mic. And you'll get a chance to share your testimony, just like you've heard a student testimony in here every single week. You guys will be the student testimonies tonight, sharing what God has done. Also, I want to share with you, in your step group rooms, your leaders have a token of your accomplishment of completing this program. And it's a keychain that you can keep with you if you don't drive or you know have a keychain with keys on it. You could put it maybe on a zipper of your backpack, or you could put it somewhere in your room, like on a little hook or even a tack on the wall. Somewhere, I like to carry mine with me so that I can remember to walk the steps of healing every day. Because remember where we started. We said on the cover of your book, it says walking the steps towards healing. And walking is an activity that implies continuation, something you're consistently doing. It's not just walked the steps towards healing and then you're done. We're constantly doing it. And so this token, it says regeneration for students. And then on the back, it says walking the steps towards healing. And as you look at that word healing, you can remember all the things that we talked about. And then at the very end, back there in the back, we have a little photo booth set up, and we want every step group to take a picture together. We've got some photographers, and then we'll have a little keepsake from our time together. One quick announcement before we do the recap. This Friday night, Watermark students here at this church, anybody in grades 6 through 12, is having a one-time free event right here in our parking lot. There are going to be all sorts of activities, all sorts of food, s'mores, hot cocoa, all the things, live worship, games, giveaways. It is a big party here, 7 p.m. Friday night. 7 p.m. Friday night. Everyone's invited. Bring your friends. You won't regret bringing your friends. You'll leave encouraged, I promise. All right, let's recap where we've been. The word healing. We started off saying help. We are broken and powerless to heal on our own, and we admit that we desperately need help. And if you remember all the way back to the second time we got together, you'll remember this picture of Aideen from Haiti and how she represents us starving and sick on our own, and we need help from something outside of ourselves. And we talked about that peanut butter with medicine and how she had to take it not just once, but she had to take it several times a day over several weeks, like hundreds of dosages, and then her life was transformed and restored to health. And we challenged you at the beginning to admit that you needed God and to seek him every single day and to see the change that happens over a period of time. And I hope over the last 3 months, you've seen God begin to make changes in your life. And I want to encourage you, you continue walking these steps. He will continue to transform you to be more and more like him. You were created in God's image, but sin messed that up. But Jesus is about restoring you to everything God created you to be, to helping you find your destiny that God created you for. That is what Jesus will do. He will forgive you, he will restore you, and he will point you on the right path for your life. But it starts by saying, help. Then we said, entirely trust God. We believe that a powerful and loving God exists, and so we turn our lives completely over to Him. We talked about the invitation, the guest list, and the promise that God has for us in Matthew 11, 28. The invitation is this: come to me, not come to a program, not come to a church, not come to a certain set of rules or behaviors, but come to a person that is God. God become man, Jesus Christ. And who is invited to come to Him? Everybody who's weary and carries heavy burdens. That's the only qualification. So many people think you have to get your life right before you can come to God. And that just isn't true. That's not what Jesus says. He says, come to Him when you're weary and when you're burdened by life, by the brokenness of this world, and by your sin. And then He has a promise. So there's an invitation, and the guest list is everybody, and the promise is this, that when you come to Him, He will give you rest. You can entirely trust Him. And then we moved on to the letter A, assess the situation. We courageously and thoroughly examine our lives and invite others to walk with us. This was inventory. This was confession. And remember, we used the illustration of the buried bombs in Germany and how all of us in our past, there are things that have happened to us or things that we have done that we just try to ignore and put behind us and be like, I'm never going to get that out. I'm never going to tell anyone about it. I never want to talk about it again. I want a fresh start and just to move on, but that bomb stays there underground. And at some point in your life, like a landmine, it will go off and cause damage. And so this step, assessing the situation, you dig up those buried bombs through inventory. Then you confess them to others. You bring them to the Lord, and you allow there to be forgiveness and healing for sins, and then you learn how to forgive and make amends for other brokenness in your life. So after we assess the situation, we talk about life change. We take action to make the changes that God wants us to make in our lives. And we talked about the lion cage and how we continue to go in. Satan tempts us and draws us to continue to go into places that damage and maul and kill love, joy, and peace from our lives. So just like these fools that get in the cage with lions and end up getting mauled, we keep going back to the same places and the same groups that got us into trouble in the first place. And so life change means repentance, means turning and walking away, staying out of the cages that entrap us and enslave us, and walking in the freedom that God has created us to walk in. So we change our playground, we change our playmates. Then we talk about initiating reconciliation. We do our part to make peace with others by following God's plan for forgiveness and amends. We put in people's names who have hurt us and done wrong to us into a forgiveness prayer, and we trust justice to God. Then we do our part to make amends with others and try to make peace. And remember, I told you the story about Sean Wells and the message that I sent him on Facebook and how easy it was when I had the courage just to admit that I was wrong, to apologize, to ask for forgiveness, to accept the consequences, and then to alter my behavior, how it restored a friendship that was broken for dozens and dozens of years. And then lastly, last week, we talked about new habits. Once you learn all this stuff, you start to live it out in your life, and you seek God every day, not just for a couple months while you're in a program. Your faith continues to grow as you continue to walk the steps towards healing. We talked about The Biggest Loser, how so many people who have dramatic weight loss, they relapse and they regain their weight back. But we talked about this guy, Patrick, how he continued to have healthy habits in his life. And even long after he won the program, he continued to live a healthy lifestyle because of new habits. And we talked about the most important habits for spiritual health being daily Bible reading, being community, and keeping short accounts. And now tonight, we're going to talk about going and sharing. As we experience new life in Christ, we invite others to walk the steps towards healing with us. And so quickly, just to emphasize the step, I want to make a confession to you all. I am a fan of the Jonas Brothers. You can look me up on Internet Movie Database, IMDb. I made an appearance. I had a speaking part in Jonas Brothers, the 3D concert experience. I'm not going to go into that whole story, but you can fill in the blanks in your mind. But I know these guys personally, not like great friends, but I've met them, and I'm a fan of theirs. And so I was so sad. I didn't cry, but I was sad when they broke up several years ago. But then just a few years ago, they reunited. And they came out with their first single as they reunited as a group, and it was called Sucker. And I want to tell you what happened when Sucker came out, and I promise you, I'm going somewhere with this. On March 1st, 2019, the Jonas Brothers just came out of nowhere. Like, there was no preview that they were getting back together. All of a sudden, the song was out. They'd been broken up at that point for 6 years. And here's what they did when they came out with their new song. They posted on Instagram 56 times in 27 days, and they went on the Late Late Show with James Corden for an entire week. They appeared 5 nights in a row on the Late Late Show. They went on a publicity rampage. They were everywhere on social media and on every iTunes and Spotify. They had advertisements all over the place. Every radio station and TV show that would have them, they made guest appearances on to promote their new song. And guess what? Their new song, Sucker, was their first number one song on Billboard and Spotify. Now, here's why I share that, is because your life is like a new song. Your life is like a new song. And here's how I want to explain it. God's work of regeneration in your life is not just for you. It's meant to be shared around the world. To say it another way, God has given you a new song to share on a lifelong worldwide publicity tour. So think about this as you look at these words on the screen. Think about if the Jonas Brothers had sat down with Ryan Tedder, who they wrote and produced this song with, and they created this song, Sucker, and they recorded it. They did all the instruments and the vocals, and they mixed it, they mastered it. It was ready to go. They listened to it. They loved it. They thought, people are going to love this song. This could be number one. This could make us a ton of money. And then they never released it anywhere. In fact, they deleted the file. Or they kept the file, but they kept it in a folder and never shared it with anyone. That would be foolish. Like, what would be the point of creating music if you don't share it? Music is pointless if it's not shared. In the same way, your life and the work that God is doing, it doesn't reach its fulfillment until it's shared with others. Like, it's good for you. It would be good for the Jonas Brothers to listen to their own song. But honestly, that's not the point of making music. It's to share it with as many people as you can. And that's the point of the work God is doing in your life, is he wants to share his glory and his goodness and his power and his love with the world through you. Not just people like me who have a microphone, but people like you who have a classroom and a team and a family and a friend group. You guys are to go on a worldwide, not just in your little circle here, but God wants to send you around the world with his message of hope. I want to show you what the Bible says. Psalm 96, 1 through 3. This is on the last page of your curriculum. But it says, sing a new song to the Lord. What was the song of your life before you came to Regeneration for Students? Was it insecurity? Was it fear? Was it loneliness? Was it pain? Was it bitterness? Was it anger? Was it sin? Was it pleasure seeking? I don't know what it was, but God is giving you a new song to sing. Let the whole earth sing to the Lord. Sing to the Lord. Praise his name. Each day, okay, not just the last day of Regeneration for Students when you share page 142 in your step group, but each day proclaim the good news that he saves. Publish. The Jonas Brothers published their song. They put it on Spotify. They put it on iTunes. They made a video. They put it on YouTube. They shared it on every platform they could. They published it. And we are to publish God's glorious deeds among the nations. And you are connected to every nation in the world through the internet. You guys can go online and publish God's deeds all around the world. You can fulfill Psalm 96:1, and you can get on a plane and you can go around the world and tell everyone about the amazing things that he does. So here's the recap, and we're going to get you to your step groups. God has given you a new song. Your song is meant to be shared, and you can write, you can rehearse, and you can share your song today. Because guess what? The Jonas Brothers couldn't perform the song Sucker without practicing it over and over again. So part of what you're going to do tonight in your step groups is just practice sharing what you wrote on page 142 in your curriculum. It's a rehearsal. You've already written it down. If you haven't, you got to get caught up and finish this curriculum and write it. Then rehearse it. Practice sharing it with some friends. And then you can be ready to share it with anyone and everyone. So the letter G in the word healing is go and share. As we experience new life in Christ, we invite others to walk the steps towards healing with us. So at this point, I'm going to dismiss you to your step groups. You need to be back in here right at 7:30, ready to have a few people share. I'm going to dismiss you by room quickly.